Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the nuts and bolts of artificial intelligence, making the complex wonderfully simple. I'm Alex, your guide through the labyrinth of AI tech.
And I'm Jamie, the one who asks all the questions you're thinking of so you don't have to. Today, we're embarking on an exciting journey into the world of GANs, or generative adversarial networks, specifically focusing on image generation.
That's right. GANs have transformed the way we approach image creation, offering a leap from the somewhat blurry outcomes of past technologies to the sharp, realistic images we can generate today.
It sounds like we've got a sci-fi episode on our hands today. So what's the deal with these GANs? Are they as cool as they sound?
Absolutely, Jamie. Imagine two artists in a fierce competition. One is trying to create the most lifelike portrait, while the other judges if the work is a masterpiece or a forgery. That's the essence of GANs. They consist of two neural networks, the generator and the discriminator, training in this constant game of cat and mouse.
A high-stakes art heist in the digital world, I love it. But how do they actually work?
Well, the generator creates fake images from random noise, aiming to produce something indistinguishable from real images. The discriminator, on the other hand, learns to tell the difference between real and fake images. Over time, this adversarial process improves both networks, leading to incredibly realistic outputs.
So it's like a never-ending battle where the only winner is image quality. But I imagine it's not all smooth sailing. What kind of challenges do these GANs face?
Good question. The two biggies are training stability and data quality. It's a delicate balance to maintain. If the discriminator becomes too good, the generator won't learn effectively. Similarly, poor quality data can lead to less realistic images.
Sounds like a tightrope walk in a hurricane. How do folks manage to keep it all stable?
Quite the imagery, Jamie. Well, it's a combination of choosing the right architecture, tweaking training parameters, and sometimes just a bit of AI intuition. Modern frameworks like PyTorch and TensorFlow have made it easier, but it's still more art than science.
And what about the real world? Where is all this GAN magic being used?
Everywhere, from art generation, where tools like Runway ML and NVIDIA's GauGAN turn sketches into photorealistic scenes, to healthcare, enhancing limited datasets with synthetic X-rays or MRIs, even in video and entertainment for upscaling and denoising. The applications are as vast as they are fascinating.
Hold up, you're telling me my binge-watching experience is powered by GANs? That's wild. But this all sounds incredibly powerful. Are there any, pitfalls or dark sides to this?
Definitely. With great power comes great responsibility, right? GANs can be used to create deepfakes or synthetic identities, which raises significant ethical concerns. That's why watermarking generated content and implementing access controls are crucial steps for responsible deployment.
Got it. So, a bit of a double-edged sword. What's on the horizon for GANs? Where do we go from here?
The future is looking bright and realistic. We're seeing advancements in architecture like StyleGAN, BigGAN, and hybrids like DiffusionGANs, pushing the boundaries of realism even further. The focus is shifting towards more controllable generation, energy efficiency, and importantly, ethical AI governance.
I can't wait to see where it all goes. Before we wrap up, any advice for our listeners who might want to dip their toes into the GAN pool?
Start by understanding the basics of neural networks and get comfortable with Python and frameworks like PyTorch. Experimenting with simple projects, like generating MNIST digit images, can be a great way to learn. And always, always keep the ethical implications of your work in mind.
Solid advice as always, Alex. And with that, we're closing the book on today's episode of Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Thanks for joining us on this GANtastic voyage.
We hope you found it as enlightening as it was entertaining. Don't forget to hit subscribe and join us next time for more deep dives into the world of AI. Until then, stay curious and keep nerding out.
Bye, everyone.